Yudhi Shviyas Dafmin Hay. The Gemara starts with another question. Amar Rabba Abana. Abana said, mentioned before that they took a chachamim together and took account whether, in the Lashon HaBraisa, took an account whether they take Mahuyu to take Maisers from Ashkelon. First they decided whether Ashkelon is did of Tumah Chutzla Eretz or Tumah Eretz Yisrael. Tyrus Eretz Yisrael. And then the second question was whether there's Din Maisers from Ashkelon or not. So I want to know, can I have Yaakov Yeshua Zira? Ma Tanik Amei Mishma? The Bryce, is this the Bryce that talked about? Gani de Ashkelon, talking about the gardens of Ashkelon, which were set as on the outside of Ashkelon, the border of Eretz Yisrael, Hat Am Ashkelon, the Chutz, that says itself, it's Pashtus that Ashkelon itself is outside of Yisrael. So what is the question? So what is the question? The gardens were considered Chutzlar. It's obviously anything further than that. Ashkelon for sure was Chutzlar. So what's the Shiloh? Gabi did nicer. So what's even the Shiloh? So Mar said, no. The Diyuk is incorrect. Yitzur Enu Asur Leilukshon. He said that the Bible don't say the area outside of Yisrael is a non-Asur for going to go to Yitzur. And we know Yitzur is outside of Yisrael. The person that goes ahead and purchases produce there, Halacha is, we have to take Medrus and Maisros. Now this is my name, Amamavi. It's the same thing, same in Ashkelon as well. They couldn't have no lead, but they're Maisros. Therefore, they took a special thing to put in the Maisros. You want to make a deal that should be questioned, that they should be known to Maisros. Because the gardens of Ashkelon are at Chutzlar, surely Ashkelon itself, and they should be part of the Mela. They see not so happy. It was tired of Tzur. There's good to eat. There's a din of Tumah, there's a din of you have Medrus and Maisros. You buy produce there, you have to take Medrus and Maisros. So you think Ashkelon is the same Halacha. That's why they have to get together and to account and to paskin that that there's no din Medrus and Maisros in Ashkelon. There's another shayla. It's the same Halacha. Same price of Tumah. There's another shayla. Some of them have a cousin, you say. Some of them have one sitting together. One of them said that for the Lashon of the Braisa, the Kamashma, the land that they said that Gaza is outside Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, let's see, Yaakov Yudah Azaz Kula, and Yehuda went ahead and captured Gaza and his territories. And we know that Ezra came and took over the entire area of Yehuda, it says in the Pasuk, that they settled all of Yehuda. So the question is, then why does the Braisa say that Gaza is Chutzal Eretz Yisrael? Since it was conquered by Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, the Holy Bavel took everything back from Yehuda. They looked for part of Eretz Yisrael. Why do we consider it outside of Eretz Yisrael? So one of them asked the question. The other one answered, Leslie. One said, no, Les Azam. Gaza's different. We're not familiar with it. This is not, they're two different places named Azam. It's not the Azam that's mentioned, the Gaza that's mentioned in the Pasuk. It's a different Azam that's mentioned in the Pasuk. Is the Gaza that you the conquered Pasuk Itaka is part of Eretz Yisrael, but the Gaza you're asking about that's in the southwest corner, and which is Gaza today, that's outside the borders. But remember, it's Ashkelon is controlled. So in the Pasuk that they also conquered Ashkelon and its territory. So again, the Kashi is, so what's the Shah? Ashkelon from part of Eretz Yisrael. So I'm not listening to Ashkelon. Okay, so I would answer it again. Ashkelon, we don't know. This is Ashkelon, we don't know which one. And two Ashkelons as well. Less than that, this is not the Ashkelon of the Pasuk by Yehuda. This is a separate Ashkelon, it's a different Ashkelon. Frank Mavi Ata, Achinako Mitzrayim. Said you said a river of Mitzrayim. Mishnah, they say Nako Mitzrayim. Isn't this the river of Mitzrayim? Isn't this the original Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim that we talked about as a conquered, that conquered at the beginning, that was considered conquered as well. He said it's a different Akevi. Surely it's the border, it's only it means Eretz Yisrael. Of course, Mitzrayim is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, that's the outside of Chutz La'aretz. They left Mitzrayim to come into Eretz Yisrael. So that can't be even Ezra, even Yeshua. Nobody was conquered that part. So in Mela, you can't say that. There must be at least one Mitzrayim, one border Mitzrayim. And if it's one border, one Gaza, one Asa, and one Ashkelon. So to say that this is a multi, the different names feature them, is hard to understand. So rather, it must be that there's an economy. Just the pashtus is, these things all in the same boat, both Gaza and Asa and Ashkelon and the land of Avila, Mitzrayim, the Nakhon Mitzrayim, all these things together are excluded from the portion of Eretz Yisrael. And the Lav Dafka that there's a different place, but the two of them But even without that, it's clearly, you see that there's considered, what's the fact that it's put together with Nachum Mitzrayim, it's put together with the parts that are completely outside of the show. Yiftach ran away from his brothers and ran away and settled in Tov. What's Tov? So many people. This is referring to Susi. Tov is referring to Susi. We'll explain why it's called Susi in a minute. It says it's called Susi. Yeah. It says, Lubik with the wise of Tov, Shepotim, and I'm asking, it's Potim because they're not Susi. But it's good because you didn't have to get Meiser. You can eat whatever you want, as much as you want to take. You don't have to worry about leaving over to the Quran and to Leviyah. It was called there for good. It was good because it was that area was outside Eretz Yisrael, and they can take whatever they produce, they can keep. And therefore, it's called Freik de Gemara. Boy, weren't the people that were associated, weren't they amongst the people who pay taxes to buy for to buy Israel? You see that they were considered part of it. The people who pay taxes, they were. If they pay taxes, by the name Nisanay, then they should be able to have mice also. It's a part of Eretz Yisrael. It says the Nemosha Muxik, the Mayam, he would say, the Muxik, they used to give. They used to have to give the taxes. If they get the taxes, they should be able also in terms of mice, because it's part of Eretz Yisrael. If they're paying taxes, it means they're part of it. The Mayam says, no. So far, we never made me in Sparsha. He originally held the city and agreed to pay taxes to keep a Shoshua. But the din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's a din, and the kasha is a good kasha, even though they never actually had conquered physically associated. But since they were afraid of Yoshua, they made a deal with that they won't conquer them, but they'll pay taxes to Yoshua. So too, if that's so, the Memela, but they know, you'd say that most of the Cleveland Meister, so it would be the same halakha, the Shoah Nachman, Shoah Shpatiskiyo, Shilah Shulah Yisrael. Shoah is three different edicts, three different rules. To all the people living in Eretz Yisrael that he didn't conquer the land, actually, before they came to the land, he gave them a three condition, three edicts. And these are what's a good place upon it. Everyone wants to leave the land, do it now, before we come in. They're going to take over. We're going to go to war. If you want to go ahead and make peace and pay taxes to whoever we're going to be running, we're going to be owning Eretz Yisrael, you pay taxes, that's fine. The last is Mechama Yasef. Whoever wants to go make a war, now, so let's get ready for war. We're going to come and give them three things. Giving you three choices to what you want to do. We're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave us the land. You can either leave. You can either stay, make shalom with us, not go to war and pay taxes. Or you can make ready to go to war, and we're going to conquer you. Those are the three options that you have. Those are the three options that we have. The first name, Pina, the Gir, the nation of Girgoshi, they left Pina, they vacated. They believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they're going to give them the land that belonged to Eretz Yisrael. So they believed in Hashem. So they left. And they thought they went to Africa, and they would zochet to inherit Africa. They were zochet to inherit Africa because they believed in Hashem. And they knew that this is they have no choice. And because they did that without going to war, they were zochet to have to take to an Aqua, the result to take this place to in Africa that became theirs because they because Hashem gave that to them, so they conquered it easily, they settled there because they listened to what the Pedan says, we see later, I'd boy Tate's got my letter to them, I'd make peace with you until I come to the your land. So Africa, this is Africa, this is referring to Africa, where they came to, part of Africa, where it was like those Hashem blessed them, gave them a din of Eretz Yisrael, and Mamela gave them a lot of things grew very well there. It became a very wealthy place, and this was for them because they left Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Africa. But Givona Hashem, the Givona made peace, and they went ahead and they worked out a deal. Yishima Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, and they made peace with Eretz Yisrael. 31 kings didn't agree to the first two choices. They went to war against Israel, and they all were destroyed. So one made peace, one left, one made peace, and 31 decided to wage war, and all of them were killed, lost, and they were there to sort of over. The Bnei Israel took over their land, and they were wiped out. This is the. And the Navi that if you pay taxes, back to our sugya, if you pay taxes, should be a din as well of having a Chiyum Ma'aser as well. So you see the Ma'aser, that therefore, just because they belong to Eretz Yisrael, it's associated, that's the answer. Since they didn't, if they didn't become part of Eretz Yisrael, they pay taxes, but they didn't actually become part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, while it may be that they pay taxes, but there was no din of Ma'aser, and therefore, he's right in saying that their land is not, there is no Chiyum Ma'aser in that place, because it wasn't that they became part of Eretz Yisrael. They just avoided being taken over, and it does not give it a din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Not as well as the Russian people. What's the reason why the Ma'aser Chachamim didn't die? Misake, come on, the land, the open land near Gatiko, which is near the border, why not Chachamim give that din of the land that the Rosh Mishlu said, this is an area near Beersheba, and it was in the south, which is near Eretz Yisrael. So somehow they didn't give it a din of Tumasakim. Why didn't they give it a din of Akim? Why did they have... why wasn't it given to him? What's the reason why they give it to him? Should be given to him? Look at it to Masak. It's outside Eretz Yisrael. See, Rav Shem Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Rav was the people, the people, inhabitants that lived there. It was a terrible place to live. And therefore, nobody wanted to live there. So they didn't have to make a takana on a place that nobody couldn't get inhabitants because nobody wanted to live there. And it was Hein Rabin Lahalo Shem Shnei Ru. It's a bad place to live. And therefore, people didn't go there. It wasn't a place where everyone would go just passing through. They didn't stay there. Therefore, they didn't have to make a special takana to get it because of Tumas Akim. At what point is no Tumah that we consider it until there? Or to what point is there no Din Tumah? Until we put Shrayim there, that the Zera of Tumah is all the way to, they didn't make it Zera along the border. Until the beginning of Nachal Mitzrayim, from there it became an area that was clearly Aser, that was there being Tommy, that makes it, didn't make a difference whether people lived there or not, that would be considered Tumah. Frank the Gemara, Ivy Asa Ninve Yafa, Gaza that's between Gadiko and Nachal River, was a beautiful place to live, Ninve Yafa, that if it wanted to take Tumah there. I understand why you didn't make it in the beginning right outside Beersheba, because nobody wanted to live there, if there was no need to make it Zera. Nachal Mitzrayim already, that ready, it was already a permanent Zera. What about the Gaza? Gaza is in between. It was a beautiful place, a beautiful place. People want to live there. Why didn't they make Zera over there? Tumas Akim. So the Gemara says that the Pishpah Amar of Gemara Yossi, the Chokom Pishpah said in front of Yossi, Shail to the Rabbi Yaakov Shali. I asked Rabbi Yaakov if the Kohanim allowed to go to that area, he was Matare. So therefore, you see that there was no Din Tumah there. The question is, why did they do that? Why did they create a tumah on it? That the Gemara doesn't answer. In other words, it seems that the question was, why did they make it over there? People want to live there. If they should have made Zera, the answer was, all they said was in Echanami. We know that they did make Zera. They just wanted to go on them to be there. Not to go on to be there. There's no tumah. Why didn't they make Zera? That the Gemara doesn't seem to answer. Doesn't need to explain why. They didn't. Why they didn't make such a takana? But Lamai said they didn't.